Say what you want about Ernest Hemingway's writing, the man loved his North Woods. Up until his early 20s, he spent almost every summer up north at his family's cottage in Michigan. And it's there where most of the Nick Adams stories take place.
They were walking on the brown forest floor now, and it was springy and cool under their feet. There was no underbrush, and the trunks of the trees rose 60 feet high before there were any branches. It was cool in the shade of the trees, and high up in them, Nick could hear the breeze that was rising.
This is Nick Adams' country in the early 1900s, the last good country, Hemingway called it, filled with cathedral-like forests and streams swimming with big, fat trout. Now, it's said that some of the Nick Adams stories are based on Hemingway's own experiences in the North Woods, especially the parts in the book about hunting and fishing.
That was one of his favorite things to do.
Valerie Hemingway was with the author when he wrote the Nick Adams stories. Before she married into the family, she was Hemingway's secretary and occasional fishing buddy. She says Hemingway used to go on and on about the good old days back in northern Michigan.
He taught me how to shoot a gun, told me about the river fishing. And these were things that were initially associated with Michigan. And I think Michigan represented the freedom in his life.
But if Hemingway went up north today, he probably wouldn't recognize the place.
I think we've done our share of damaging it. And I'm sure there are areas where we can still find something that he found, but it would be few and far between.
Mary Crockett just finished the Nick Adams stories. She read it as part of a statewide reading project put on by the local chapter of the National Endowment for the Humanities. The reason the Nick Adams stories was chosen for the Great State Read was because of its obvious ties to Michigan and the North Woods. But Adam and Ava Kolas just read the book in a high school writing class. They've lived in Michigan their entire lives, and they can't relate to Hemingway's North Woods at all.
It doesn't feel very representative of Michigan to me because it's not the Michigan I know.
Because even if you go to, like, Lake Michigan now and are camping, there are specific pits for bonfires and specific cabins and all these designated areas to make sure that you don't get lost or hurt and don't have to do anything kind of for yourself.
Their teachers thought that might happen, so they came up with the next best thing, an outdoor classroom where the students can talk about the stories while doing what Adam and Ava Kolas call the Hemingway thing.
You know, the nature, hiking, canoeing. We can't do the hunting, fishing thing, but just sort of experiencing nature as nature. And
Michigan as it was back in the day when this takes place.
See, that's the beauty of a good book. Virginia Murphy teaches a class on environmental literature at the University of Michigan. She says just because the students can experience Hemingway's world exactly as it was back in the day doesn't mean they can't learn from his words.
It allows them to see an environment that they're not necessarily exposed to on a daily basis. Most of us live in cities, we drive our cars, we work in buildings, and so it offers us a perspective that we don't have.
So even if you never got to experience the North Woods with all the big open spaces and virgin forests and clear blue streams, well, there's always the public library. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Guerra.